Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Johnny Podres. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cliff Cook. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Burrite. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Podres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gonder strikes out. Roseboro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gonder out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Moon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive towards third. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Roseboro hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harkness hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brohite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohite hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Willie strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Harkness moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Willie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brohite misplays the ball. That's an error on Brohite. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harkness is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brahiit is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brahiit is 0-for-1 in the game. Brahiit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres is 0-for-1 in the game. Padres bunts towards first. Harkness fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a pop-up towards short. Brahiit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Padres moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Willie is 0-for-1 in the game. Willie strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Moon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Thomas moves to second. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook is walked intentionally. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harkness is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres is 0 for 2 in the game. Padres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Larry Burrott. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fernandez strikes out. 1 out. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Carl Willie. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cannell hits a line drive towards short. Wills reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonder is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Al Jackson pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball for a double play. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.